Tonight's shir simen kuf chaf ches seif lamed vav through seif mem seif lamed vav mal tinok v'meis. The kohen is a moil and he gives a child a bris and the baby dies. Nosias kapov, he can still duchen. V'ma'am ranin acharav shushovich dam. If there's a rumor in town, not the case of Mila, in general, there's a rumor in town that this kohen killed someone. Since it has not been clarified that he is guilty of anything, Yisas Kapov, he can continue to duchen.
Is that a separate case?
Yes. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Kuflam Beis, Moltinuk Vemeis Vechulu. The Koyan gives a child a bris and the child dies, he can still duchen. Choda, first of all, Dikav Neshe Mitzvah. His goal was to do a mitzvah. But furthermore, Miyemid the Kodach Hadashav. Who knows that this child was fully developed? Maybe this child would have died either way. Vote furthermore, Shema Haruch Bil Baltoi Achakach Vemeis. Maybe the air impacted the injury after the surgery of the Mila and the child died. So it had nothing to do with the moil. It had to do with infection that set in. Maybe the moil did everything right, but there wasn't proper wound care and that caused the baby to die. Sivkan Kufla Amid Gimel Maran Amachav Echudu Lo Koi Amoltin. This does not have to do with the first case of Mila. It's a separate case that people are saying things, rumors. Even if there are witnesses, we would allow him to duchen. They're saying rumors about him that he killed. There are no edim on the Ritzicha. There's edim that people are saying things about him. But that's not enough to disqualify him from duchening. Miu huba atzma yudasha emesu. But let's say he knows, the kohen knows that it's true that he in fact killed someone. Lo yisas kav if he shouldn't duchen. Bein la atzmo, bein mekana machem, whether he's alone or with other kahanim. Seiv lamed zayin. Mumer lo yisas kapov. A mumer, a kohen mumer, someone who rejects mitzvahs Torah, should not duchen. V'yesh oim some say she must a tshuva nasa kapov. If he does tshuva, he can duchen. V'chein yikun, that's the ikur, says Ramah. If he's forced into doing averus, everyone agrees he can duchen. A mummer for avodas zarah. Our nusach just says mummer lo yisas kapov. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. This is a mummer for avodas zarah. He changed religions. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid. Whether it was intentional or unintentional, v'afilu asa tshuva, even if he did tshuva, the mummer is possible. We learn it from Avoida Beis Hamikdash. Shu Poslo, a Kohen cannot do Avoida. Kidachsiv Achlo Yalu, Kohane Habamos, Almizbeach Hashem B'Yushalayim, Begomer. A Kohen who worshipped the Avodah Zarah is disqualified from doing Avoida Beis Hamikdash, and therefore he cannot duchen either. Im Hivtiach Lahome V'chaz. Let's say he said he would change religions, but he didn't do so. La Nifsil Kulyama, everyone agrees, is not possible for a commitment that is not followed through. Even if his conversion is to Islam, she'enam oivdim avodas geludim, Muslims don't worship avodah zarah, afilu hachi nikra mumer, he's still called a mumer, but he's a kav, he cannot duchen. V'chein im hu mumer l'chal shas v'hesis. Similarly, if he's a mumer to desecrate Shabbos openly, ha'hu ko oived geludim, he's like a non-Jew, v'lo yis a kapov, and he cannot duchen. So the notes on the side point out that that was at a time when Chilul Shabbos was a statement, it was a rejection of Yadus. But unfortunately, there are people who don't reject Yadus. In fact, they embrace Yadus, just they work on Shabbos. So once that phenomena exists, this halacha changes, and we say he can duchen. Sifkon kuflam and hey, v'yesh oim sam seishim was a tshuva. If he did tshuva, we let him duchen. Hayna filu ovid was glum memezdi. Even if he was an intentional idolater, if he does tshuva, we take him back. Sifkan kuflam vol the divi haklus zikavav. If he's an onus, then everyone agrees he can duchen. For after the Rambam shubaldei rishoni, even though the Rambam who's the first view, kasev behedi, he writes openly that of the onus yisakapov, that if he served other religions or idols, even if it was by onus, he cannot duchen anymore. Hachemar below avoda idain. This is talking where he didn't actually do any avodah zarah. Rak shehemer does, so he just embraced another religion. That he admitted or accepted to serve the idols, and he accepted it as a god. but he didn't actually do anything. However, we know the halacha that if someone does embrace avodah zara, that already is avodah zara. It's no different actually being a carbon to avodah zara or embracing avodah zara. They're both asa d'oraisa. When it comes to someone who's forced into it, we differentiate for the person who, out of forcing his onus, he accepts to be baptized, whatever it is, as opposed to actually worshiping. Lamaisa didn't do anything, so if later he does tshuva and he comes back, he would be able to do it. Se'if lamed ches. Shasa revius yayim avas achas. A kohen who drinks a revius of wine at one time, 3 or 4 ounces at one time. Lo yisas kapov cannot duchen. Shasa'un b'shnei pa'amim, if he drank it over a few times, or shanasan l'seichem at mayim, or added some water, mutter that he can duchen. Ve'im shasa yoyis revius, if he drank more than revius, afa pishu mazug, even if it's mixed with water, afilu shasa b'kapam, even if he took several times to drink it, lo yisas kapov, he cannot duchen ad shiyasiris yenim yalof, until the effects of wine have left him. Mr. Burris of Khan Kuflam and Zam, Revius Yayim Basachas, if he drinks a Revius of wine at once, he cannot duchen to Birchus Kahanim, Midamin Avoid. Like we said before, we compare duchening to Avoid the Mesa Migdash. But Avoid the Migdash, Bechayagav no Chayev. A coin would serve in the Mesa Migdash if drinking wine, Bechayev. He cannot serve in the Mesa Migdash if drinking wine, so too the coin can't duchen if drinking wine. Siv Khan Kuflam Ches Ma'at Mayim, if it's diluted with water, it's okay. What's the limit to say? Shlo ha'yayin chai, rak mazmat, it wasn't straight up wine, but mixed wine. Then, mutter kuflametes mutter. Shechei gav, in such a case, a mixture and a chayiv, the mixed mixture would not be chayiv. For raki surbam, it would be osir, but it won't be chayiv. Well, the hachem says, kapayim, the kilim avoid the mutter chachil. So when it comes to duchnin, which is less than avoid the mesimigdosh, it would be mutter chachil to duchnin in such a case. Sifkan kufmem, afal pi shuhu mazug. If it's more than a revius, then mixing with water won't help. Because in the mikdash should be chayiv for that. Sifkan kufmem alaf ad shiyasi v'chul, until the effects of the wine abate. Ayin simen tzadi tes if beis shayich gam l'kan. So we talk about this back at simen tzadi tes, a person who drinks and wants to daven, and what it means for the effects of the wine to wear off, and it applies here as well. V'kol zeh l'inyan yayin. Now this is a whole discussion concerning wine. Al b'shar mashkin hamashakrim, but what about other drinks that are intoxicating, whether it's beer or schnapps? Kasa magenavom the mutli zekapa filin eshtakim acheni yochel daafni melech. Magenavom writes that a kohen could duchen even if he's drunk to the point that he can't speak properly in front of a king. The betfila ki agav netfila sato ev. When it comes to shmoneh esrei in such a state, we say it's an abomination. Kidei ev b'simen tzai tes, we learned in a simen tzai tes. But by duchening is permitted. Unless he's so drunk, he's like loit. He's totally incapable of performing mitzvahs like a shoyta. So writes the sefer Mata Yehuda. So the Magen Avraham understands that the iser is specific to wine and does not extend to other intoxicating beverages. Avol. When the Mishnah Berurah kicks in the avol, we know this is how he's going to go. But many achronim dispute this position of Magen Avraham. They're saying the Gan B'Shar Mashm hold other beverages as well. Kol she'nishtaka behen hachin yochel da'af ne'amelech. If he drinks to the point that he's intoxicated so that he cannot speak properly before a king, eino noisei kapov. He certainly cannot duchen. And clearly the Mishnah Berurah would say that we cannot duchen in these circumstances. Ubeyayin migitoy, fresh squeezed grapes that are in the process of fermenting. Das Magen Avraham le'asor b'nesiyas kapayim. Magen Avraham says that they can't duchen because we don't look at alcohol content. V'kam achorim cholken alof kivin shenim eshakar. Other achorim disagree and say, no, it doesn't make you drunk. That should not be an issue. The notes on the side say grape juice is even less than yayin migito. I always understood that yayin migito is grape juice. It's fresh squeezed grapes. That's all it is. You didn't get a chance to ferment. But the notes bring from Chuvas Oz Nidru that our grape juice is even less than yayin migito, and there's no question that Kohen who drinks that can duchen the kuli alma. Perhaps the difference is that yayin migito is in the process of fermenting and will become wine. Grape juice will not become wine because they add sulfites to retard fermentation. So maybe that's why, in that case, everyone would agree that there's no issue for a kohen to duchen after drinking grape juice. Se'if lamed tes. If there wasn't anything that would prevent him from duchening, even though he's not so careful with mitzvahs, and people actually say he does pretty nasty things, but he's not a murderer. He can duchen. Because other averus do not prevent duchening. As we mentioned murder, we mentioned avodah zarah. But stamazoy, other chatoyim would not prevent him. Mishnah Berurah explains. No, that we did. That's key level, that's what we said. Mishnah Berurah sifkan kufman base. Echad me'advarim. He doesn't have anything that would keep him from duchening. What's aloyim haneskar besimazay, the things we mentioned in this chapter. Sifkan kufman gimel sheinim bedakta mitzvah. He's not careful with mitzvahs. Hainu. I feel the mitzvahs chamuris. Could be very serious mitzvahs. He's not careful. Karayas, chadoyimah. He's not careful with erva or things like that. People say things about him. It might be true, the rumors. Maybe everyone knows. Maybe he lends money to Ribbis. Maybe, you know, whatever it is. Everyone knows he's not careful with kashrus. He can duchen. Other verses don't prevent him from duchening. Perish. Chutz, except for Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim. And we said once upon a time, Chil Shas V'Hes would be like Avodah Zarah. Sivkan kuf mem vav mon in. The other averus don't prevent him from duchening. Hainu. Afilu luosa tshuva chatov. Even if he has not yet done tshuva for his sins. But Tom, what's the reason? Kosva Avraham writes, Lishazu mitzvah say, al kol kain v'chayin, shorali siskapayin. There's a mitzvah in the Torah for every kain who's fit to duchen, to duchen. Ve'ein oim l'odim rasha, hosef rasha v'imana amena mitzvah. We don't tell a person who's a rasha, so do another rishos and don't do this mitzvah. We're not going to say that to him. So therefore, let him duchen. Va'al t'tam v'tam, it says, don't wonder and ask. Uma toil birchos hedizet. So what's going to help? Such a person is going to give me a bracha? Shein kibul ha-bracha toli b'kohanim. The bracha's effectiveness doesn't depend on the kohanim. The b'kodesh bracha, it's to be banished by them. Shenem, like it says, v'samu ha-shmiel b'nei yisol v'aniyev ha-rachim. Place my name in b'nei yisol, and I will bless them. Ha-kohanim oisim mitzvahs v'shastav v'ba. The kohanim do the mitzvah they're obligated in. V'kodesh baruch hu b'rachim ha-mevarach yisol b'kechefza. But the b'nei in his compassion will bless Klai Yisol as his will. Ad kan l'shan. That's the language of the Rambam. So the fact that he's a person of low caliber is not a reason to tell him not to do the mitzvah of duchening. He has a mitzvah of duchen. In addition, the post can point out that today, if we wouldn't let him duchen, people forget he's a kohen b'chlal. So we don't want that to be lost either. And memela, we're going to allow him and maybe even encourage him to duchen. If mem, kohen shenasa grusha, if a kohen married a divorcee, lo yisas kalv, he can't duchen. It's not stam that he's violating an isser of erva. For him, he's basically undoing his kedushas kahuna by not staying true to who he's allowed to marry. So he can't duchen. Ve'noigin bo kedusha, I feel like kosper tarivishim. We won't give him any kedushas kahuna. We can't give him an aliyah kohen. If a kohen comes to shul and he spends $1,000 to purchase the kohen aliyah in Rosh Hashanah and is married to a grusha, we do not let him take the aliyah. Va'afilu gersha o mesa, even if he divorces her later or she dies, pasul, he's still pasul. Until he makes a public neder that he will not marry the women he's not supposed to marry. Mishnah Berurah sifkan kuf mem zayin. Kohen shenasa grusha v'chulu. V'adin, the same is true if the kohen marries a chalala, v'zayna, o chalutza. Any of the women that a kohen cannot marry, if he marries them, then he is disqualified. We clarified before that other averus don't keep him duchening. Those are the averus that kahanim are not different than any other yid. They have the same isurim. But those things that the kohen is actually warned special and it's not relevant to other yisrael. Shekedushas kahanim garam lo v'huchilo. This is something that comes because of the special kedusha of kahanim. And he profanes that kedusha. The figach posel midrabon the kol devar kahuna ad sheyido dasam. Therefore, the chachamim say he loses his status as kohen until he makes this nedo dasam v'chul, and therefore he cannot duchen. Siv kan kuf mem ches al das rabim. He makes a neder based on the public. There's no way to undo. There's no hataras nedarim for a neder that's made for the rabbim. But the neder is a private neder. We're afraid he'll go to a chacham and get hataras nedarim. Because we know the yetzer hara pulls him to arayus. Sifkan kufmem test menosh osa behem. He has to make a neder swab, not to marry any woman who he's prohibited to marry. Of course, he has to divorce her. Can cause v'achrom so rest achronim. Marshal hiska mechavdav the item mechavdav didn't mention divorcing her. Mishum dekoy af al gerish umesik. He's going back on the case we just mentioned. If he did divorce her and she died, shehuska b'tchi we said first that that won't help either until he makes the neder. So they didn't mention that he has to divorce her. But of course he has to divorce her.
Gerish umesik, was that end or?
Either one.
Okay.
No, I said the way the mechavdav brought it, gerish umesik.
So he said here.
Right.
Oh,
so that the vav is or. Yeah. Let's say he wants to hold on to his wife for a little while without divorcing her. After hidden her, and he made a neder b'hanoah. He managed madder her, no, he lay off from her. Also, he's gone. He can't do it. Kamein Tavishan doesn't get rishon for aliyah. It's not enough to madder his wife. He's got to divorce her. The halacha is if he was nichol in this, the only eitzah is to divorce her and to make a neder das rabim that he's not going to marry any woman that he's not supposed to marry.